This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 95 for October 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher Thursday morning, building on gains in the overnight session. The November canola contract adds $2.20 at $617.30 per ton, and the January contract is up $3 at $629.10 per ton. Bargain hunting and short covering are providing support. Upticks in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. However, there's pressure from lower Chicago soybeans and soy meal. But higher crude oil prices are lending support to the oil seeds. The November canola contract remains above or near most of its major support levels, but is still short of its 200-day moving average. Canola crush margins nudge a little higher, with the November positions between $122 to $127 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Thursday morning, with the loonie falling to 72.72 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.05. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending October 3rd. Soybean sales have 1.26 million tons of current crop, along with new crop net reductions of 8,400 tons. U.S. soy meal export sales are nearly 166,000 tons of current crop, with almost 87,000 tons carried over from 2023-24. Soy oil has sales of 3,800 tons, with 300 tons carried over from the previous year. Export sales of U.S. corn tally 1.22 million tons, and wheat comes in at almost 434,000 tons, plus 5,500 tons of new crop. Ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report, the U.S. soybean yields are expected to be 53 bushels per acre, down slightly from September. Corn yields are to dip to 183.4 bushels per acre. Domestic wheat ending stocks are to pull back to 821 million bushels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The November contract gives up a nickel at 10.15 per bushel. December soy oil adds 3/10 of a cent at 43.36 cents per pound. But December soy meal is down $3.90 at $317.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn gives up 2 cents at $4.19 per bushel. December oats bump up 3 cents at $3.90. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December adds 2 cents at $6.01. Kansas City December gains 4 cents at $6.13. And Minneapolis December is also up 4 cents at $6.52. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.